time for our competition here as regards music, and we are delighted to be able to promote homemade music, particularly in County Wicklow here, and it's all a link up between Hot Press Magazine, the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland, the BAI Fund for making programmes, and also XL, who are people that have teamed up with this as well. So there's lots of people involved in promoting Irish music at this particular time of year after the pandemic. And we'd like to welcome our latest person onto the air, and that is Jill Quinn. Hello to you, Jill.
Hiya, Declan. I'm delighted to be here. Totally unexpected.
Good morning to you. And although we're calling you Wicklow Town, I believe a little bit South Dublin. Would that be right?
Yeah, I'm Dunleary. I moved down here just before lockdown and loving it. Settling in very well, very hard to settle in with the lockdown, but getting in there now, getting stuck into, like, getting to know people, and, you know, it's nice, and it's, people are so friendly down there, and, yeah, I'm really enjoying it.
Good, and tell us about your music.
Well, I kind of had, years ago, like, I come from a very musical family, so it was always surrounded by it. My granddad was in the Burra Minstrels, who toured all over Ireland. There was music always in the house. And then life took over, didn't do it for a long time. And then about 15 years ago, got back into it again and met up with John O'Brien, who was in Bagatelle, and he kind of encouraged me to write. And we had a band called the Café Vaudeville Band. And we did a lot of music from the 1900s up to about 1930. So one of the songs is inspired by that. And the one you're going to play first is more of a darker sort of a song, really. It's about a woman who's been scorned and is looking for revenge on her husband.
Oh, that sounds very interesting. Well, let us hear this, The Revenge. Ballad of Mary Jane, it is Jill Quinn on East Coast FM.
Farewell. You should have cared.
by Jill Quinn, and Jill is in our competition to find somebody to represent Wicklow all over the country for Irish Music Month, and a different style than others. That could be an advantage for you, Jill.
Maybe. I know it's a bit dark. It was inspired by a Western. It kind of sounds a little bit Western-y, I think. Great. I'm delighted to be here, seeing as I'm kind of a little bit older than the others. It's great to be picked. It's great to be picked on a song. And it's the first time I've ever really put my music out there, original music. I've always put covers up on YouTube and stuff, but nothing of my own. So this is the first time anything's really been heard, my own stuff.
Brilliant. So, now, you do in normal times, you're out there, you're playing in public.
Yeah, I'm involved in the Ladies in the Blues show, which is great. We've toured all over Ireland with that, and it's sort of music from sort of Bessie Smith right up to Janis Joplin. The Caffey Vaudeville Band, which I had for 10 years with John O'Brien, sadly he died 2 years ago, so I kind of didn't really do anything on my own for a while. So the Ladies in the Blues, and then lately I was involved in a Leonard Cohen show, which was in Gorey Theatre for 2 nights, which was really successful. And actually the guy that accompanied me on the guitar there for the live was Fergal Canterbury. I'd like to just give him a shout out for standing in at the last minute there. So, so things are going well. So I'm just going to, this has given me sort of a reason to write again now, like one of my songs being picked. So get stuck into that again.
Brilliant. Okay. Well, we look forward to hearing more. Have you anything planned when everything opens up?
Well, hopefully we're going to tour this Leonard Cohen show, and I'm going to try and get a little band of my own going again now, and hopefully it'll all work out.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. You're no stranger to playing. I believe you played in Glastonbury.
We did.
Like that.
Yeah, we did. We did. That was brilliant. It was a great experience with Ladies in the Blues. It was fabulous. Like, never thought that would happen. But it did.
Great. Well, amongst the other finalists, there's Amy Barrett, of course, as well as Sean Fox, as Aoife Doyle, and of course, there's Chapter 3 as well that we'll hear tomorrow. But today it's the turn of Jill Quinn. And Jill, we're going to hear another song from you now. And this is Swing Sister. Where does this fit in?
This, we were doing 1920s, 30 nights. We used to run them monthly. With the Cafe Vaudeville Band, and we just decided we needed sort of a few of our own tunes, so I wrote this tune with John. It's kind of an upbeat swingy tune that people can dance to, so I hope you like it.
Thanks very much indeed. The best of luck to you, Jill.
Thank you so much.
Looking forward to hearing all about you at a future time as well.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for joining us. And here is Jill Quinn.
Doesn't matter what you do, how you do, it's up to you. Long as you can shake that thing and swing, sister, swing. Used to do it years ago, what they called it, I don't know. Big step, foxtrot, dozy, do, and swing, sister, swing. If you find yourself without a partner, just grab a chair, down your hair, and do it on your own. Baby, maybe young, you may be old, it's all the same. So I'm told, turn that music well up loud and swing, sister, swing.
Quinn and Swing Sister. Best of luck to her.